This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Mohan Charan Majhi was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Odisha at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar this evening. Two Deputy Chief Ministers and 13 Ministers also took oath along with the Chief Minister. BJP leaders Kanak Vardhan Singh Dev and Prabhati Parida were also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers of Odisha. Suresh Pujari, Rabi Narayan Nayak, Krishna Chandra Patra, Dr. Mukesh Mahaling also took oath as Cabinet Ministers in the Mohan Majhi-led government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, many Union Ministers, several Chief Ministers of BJP-ruled states were present at the swearing-in ceremony. Ahead of his swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Majhi had said, protecting the state's pride would be the top priority of his government. Early in the day, Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at Kesarapalli in Krishna district. 24 newly elected members, including 3 from the Janasena Party and 1 from the Bharatiya Janata Party, were also sworn in the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. Majhi and Mr. Naidu on taking office as Chief Minister. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today discussed the 100-day agricultural action plan in detail with senior officials of the ministry. Mr. Chauhan told the officials that they should focus on farmer-oriented works so that work can be done speedily. The Agriculture Minister gave directions to take strong steps to strengthen the country's agriculture sector. He stressed that the availability of quality fertilizers, seeds and other inputs to farmers should be ensured on priority basis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia in Italy tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit to be held on 14th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vinay Kavatra said that this will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. In Jammu and Kashmir, another terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in the Saida Sohal village in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that one terrorist was killed earlier during operation which was launched late last evening. One CRPF Jawan also lost his life in the operation. The searches were underway in the area. In Gujarat, more than 5.31 lakh girls students of class 10th and 12th have registered to receive the assistance under Namo Lakshmi Yojana. Briefing media today, spokesperson Minister Rishikesh Patel said Namo Lakshmi Yojana will be implemented from the new academic session to provide financial assistance to girl students studying in secondary and higher secondary. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued an advisory to the centre, state governments and UT administrations to ensure widows' welfare and protection of their human rights. The commission has advised to ensure that the benefits of welfare schemes for widows reaches to them through a single window system. The commission said the collector and district magistrate should be made accountable for the implementation of various welfare schemes regarding food, shelter, dignity and the protection of property. In Kuwait, 49 people have been killed and more than 50 other injured in a devastating fire incident in the city of Angaaf. Officials reported that the blaze started in a kitchen and quickly spread through the building. Among the deceased, 10 are Indian nationals, including 5 from Kerala. In the Australian Open BWF Super 500 Badminton Tournament in Sydney, India's ace shuttler H.S. Pranoy today beat world number 49 Yor Coelho of Brazil 21-10, 23-21 to move the second round of the men's singles. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India were 9-for-1 in 1.4 overs against USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. And that is the end of this news bulletin.